This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 687, Health and Wellness, 7 Fitness Myths Dispelled, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. All right, so I'm excited to read to you this post from Shalene Johnson. She's going to talk about fitness myths. Pretty much every day, it seems, I'm asked about at least one of these myths. So as usual, after I read this post to you, I'll provide my commentary at the end. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Health and Wellness, 7 Fitness Myths Dispelled, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. When it comes to exercise and fitness, we've all heard the phrases, muscle weighs more than fat, abs are made in the kitchen, and working out in the morning burns more calories. But are they true? Should you really believe all those catchy phrases that are supposed to boost you into a super fit body? I'm going to discuss each of these, as well as a few more, and hopefully straighten out some of these fitness myths. Fitness myth number one, muscle weighs more than fat. If you stop to think about this myth for a second, you'll realize just how silly it is. How can a pound of muscle weigh more than a pound of fat if they're both 1 pound? What this myth is really trying to get across is that muscle is more dense than fat, so it takes up less space in your body. A great example of this is when a woman gives birth. While pregnant, she will gain weight because of the baby and may quickly lose weight after giving birth. Just because the scale reads the same number it did pre-baby doesn't mean she has that same pre-baby body back. Her body fat changes, so her body shape changes, leaving her with a different body than before, resulting in her clothes from before probably not fitting yet. Something that goes along with this myth, or way of thinking, is the idea that when you start a new workout program and you gain weight quickly, that weight is new muscle. The weight is actually your muscles responding to the new workout. If you've started doing something new, like running or lifting, you know that the next morning you're sore. That soreness is your muscles responding to the trauma the new workout brought. Since the muscles are working in new ways and are exposed to trauma, they require more water. This water is the weight you see on the scale, not new heavy muscle. Let your clothes be the judge, and if you are sore, don't weigh in. Fitness myth number two, you burn more calories during a workout rather than after. The reality is it really depends on the workout. Some workouts are more effective at calorie burning during, and some are better after. Workouts that burn more calories after are usually heavy strength training or cross training. If you're doing things like high intensity interval training or HIIT, or heavy strength training, fat will continue to burn for upwards of 24 hours after. The best workout for burning fat is actually a little bit of everything, which is why high intensity interval training has a longer burn. It's working on strength and cardio at the same time. A shorter workout may also burn more fat longer if the intensity is high enough. The best way to achieve the longest burn is to look for a combination workout, something that includes high intensity interval training and low impact if possible. Fitness myth number three, when you lift weights, you bulk up. Women mostly think of this myth because they don't want to look like a bodybuilder. Lifting weights, especially heavy weights, will transform your body and will help to keep your body fat lower. Muscle is built because of testosterone, which is higher in males than in females. Since ladies have lower levels of muscle-building hormones, it's almost impossible to bulk up by lifting heavy. By lifting heavy, I mean being able to do 8 to 15 repetitions before muscle failure meaning you can't do any more. Muscle building with heavy weights is gradual and has some plateaus, which makes it easy to get bigger or toned, but stop when you're satisfied. Fitness myth number 4, you can spot reduce fat. Most of you probably already know that you can't spot reduce or spot correct fat, but we all wish we could. It's likely that the fat cells we do have get larger, or sometimes get smaller. Also, the first place you tend to put fat on is the last place it will come off, which is why areas like the stomach and love handles are tough, and you can't spot reduce them. Fitness myth number 5, ab exercises give you flat abs. You can't just do crunches and get a six-pack, which is why the new phrase, abs are made in the kitchen, is being passed around. In order to get a six-pack, you need abdominal and core training, as well as less body fat. The abdominal muscles need to be strengthened, but also the fat in front of them needs to be reduced in order to actually see the muscles. A regimen of strength training, cardio, core, and proper nutrition will all help in getting that six-pack to show up. You could have a six-pack with nutrition alone. Just think of the show Survivor. The contestants don't eat processed food and are too busy surviving to think about getting a workout in. Because of their super low or starvation diet, many begin to get a six-pack, usually the men before the women. While this isn't the proper way to get a six-pack, it proves that nutrition, or reducing body fat, plays a huge role in having abs that show. Fitness myth number 6, loose skin can be tightened with exercise. Skin is genetic in terms of its tone and elasticity. The longer you're heavy, the less elastic the skin will be, so it may tighten, but not back to its original state. Building muscle may help fill in some of the space below the skin, reducing a droopy appearance, but exercise cannot tighten the skin. Surgery is an option, but there's no cream, vitamin, or supplement that will firm it up. Eating right is the most important component because healthy nutrition leads to healthy skin. Eating things that are high in fatty acids will help your body make new cells, which is the closest you can get to making new skin. Fitness myth number 7, it's best to exercise in the morning. There's always talk about when is best to exercise. Some people say the morning, some people say the evening. I say, do it whenever it works for you. Whatever time of day you can stay consistent with, that's the time to do it. Morning people may be more successful because it became a lifestyle, and also because the morning may have less interruptions. Morning workouts are ideal if you want to help improve your sleep quality and reduce body fat because you're working out in a fasted state. Afternoon people may have more success because their body is already warmer from being awake longer. Remember, a shorter workout is still better than no workout at all or one that gets interrupted. Track your progress, like when you work out, for how long, and how you feel. Tracking will help you find your patterns and see what works best for you. You just listened to the post titled Health and Wellness, 7 Fitness Myths Dispelled by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. I want to dwell on this idea of skin for a moment. Shalene was right when she mentioned that as we get older, our skin loses its elasticity. So what we'll find is if, let's say, you were a little bit overweight when you were younger, you may find that that skin around those particular areas of the body especially are a bit looser now. And unfortunately, there's no real way to get that skin tighter. I know that hydration is something that comes up a lot. To some extent, making sure that, yes, you are adequately hydrated can influence your skin elasticity. But there's a point where no matter how much water you're drinking, it's not going to help its elasticity at all. So unfortunately, in some cases, yes, surgery may be the only option if you want that skin tightened. And I'm going to go on a quick tangent about dry skin. Here again, if you try and drink more water, you may find that it actually doesn't help with your dry skin. That's because you need moisturizer on the outside. What you need to do is actually apply something that moisturizes your skin on the surface. And yes, Shalene's absolutely right about spot reduction. I've talked about that on the show before. I'll address a couple more things, like lifting weights helps you bulk up. So for ladies, it is true. You have less testosterone, which is the hormone that helps build muscle. And so even if you lift heavy, chances are you're not going to look too big. So I encourage everyone, women, men, those that are older, those that are younger up to a certain point, perform some resistance training. You won't get too big. And in fact, it takes a lot of effort to get quote unquote too big. And lastly, is it best to exercise in the morning? I totally agree with Shalene here in that do whatever works best for you because then you're going to be more likely to stick to it. For many folks, working out in the morning is better because they are morning people or because they know that by the end of the day, their motivation or their willpower is completely zapped. Others, they don't really have time in the morning, and so it has to be in the afternoon or evening, even right before bed. Look, as long as you're getting your workout in, that's what's most important. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.